Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Hope everybody having a good week so far. Hope everybody having a good day. It is Tuesday, so I take it a lot of people went voting today, voted today. Big deal, man. Big deal. Got to get out there. Tell you what, you know, it's amazing politics. I think this is like maybe since Obama, the first year that terms or midterms that I've seen as many people out vote. You know, I mean, it's kind of like a big deal right now. So big ups to everybody who went and did that. And if you feel like you should vote or shouldn't vote, I can't judge you. But if you like what's going on, if you need changes made, you got to make them. And I know a lot of things don't necessarily trickle down to us, but when you're talking about these midterms on a state level, on a local level, you know, that's where it matters. That's where change starts at home. So, you know, hope that everybody went out and did that thing today or early voted or whatever. Because, again, we are what we get, and we got to stand up. And some people don't feel like it matters. I can't judge that. That's not for me to say or not say. But, you know, I just feel how I feel. You feel how you feel, and we get along. That's how this country works. But to kind of jump into the topic, because we don't have but 30 minutes, and, you know, it's one of those topics that I feel like sometimes can be taboo or people don't necessarily want to talk about, or there's, like, a lot of discussion or hate or, you know, somebody got to be right, somebody got to be wrong type thing when it comes to religion versus spirituality. And with Health Talk, you know, Health Talk is a show that where we can have a healthy conversation about anything. That's where Health Talk comes from. Most of the time we're talking about physical health, but we also talk about spiritual health, financial health. You know, there's different many facets of health that we have within Health Talk. So, you know, today just a friend of mine, you know, I ask people all the time, you know, give me a topic, give me something to talk about. Excuse me. And, you know, talk to a friend of mine, and, you know, they were like, well, you know, do something on religion versus spirituality. And I said, well, you know, we talk about it, we live a certain way, but do we ever really have that discussion? And so this is more of a discussion for the audience and the listeners. You know, I can give my take on what I think, but, you know, really it's for everybody. So, you know, I feel like, you know, we have a dialogue and we have comments and things like that. I feel like it'll go, you know, much better and people will get a lot more out of it. But to me, when you talk about spirituality versus religion, or is it even a versus thing? You know, I just had to put something up for a topic or title, but can you be spiritual? Can you be religious? You know, does spirituality and religion go hand in hand? If you religious, does that mean you're spiritual? If you're spiritual, does that mean you're religious? Could be. It's just, to me, you know, it's in the eye of the beholder. I'm a deeply spiritual person. I don't subscribe to a particular religion. I just happen to agree with and align with my African ancestors and the roots of Africa and where my people are from. And knowing that that's where my people are from, based on DNA, based on genealogy, is not something that I'm just making up and saying, oh, that's just where I happen to be from. No, it's really where I'm from. And so, you know, for me, I just find that what works for me is following the strides of my ancestors and Africa and things that came out of that. And so everybody can, you know, do something different. So I found, and in doing that type of research and conducting that, getting to that type of understanding, they didn't have a particular religion. They knew they were spiritual when they built the pyramids. It was a spiritual thing. That's why they point to certain stars accurately. You can't do that without some type of higher power, the creator. There are things that happen in life where some people will say, you know, for me, I give thanks to the creator. I give thanks to my ancestors. I feel like they follow me. I feel like they follow my path. When you talk about your steps being ordered, I feel like the Creator can order your steps, but your ancestors helped you get through that. And the reason that being is when I've done my genealogy, I found that I'm aligned with, I'm doing the same thing that some of my ancestors used to do, being into real estate, being into health. I found that that was something that some of my great ancestors used to be part of and on that particular level at that time. So for me, when I look at it, it's just the lineage being taken over or continuing is a better word. And when the lineage continues, there has to be somebody in that lineage to pick up and move on with it, take it a little bit further. I remember when I watched one of the episodes of, it's a gentleman named Skip Gates. He's a professor, but he does these genealogies on different celebrities. And Oprah just happened to be one that he did it on. And Oprah didn't realize where she got her philanthropy from, realized she got her gift of education from, and come to find out, like, one of her great ancestors, like her great ancestors, on one of her grandfathers, was that same thing. And she realized, oh, this is where that comes from. So it's just that thing that's within us that we feel like we may have created. Hey, Joyce, and it's something that you take and you run with, and a lot of times you don't really know why you run with it. And that's why I'm just a big proponent on people doing their ancestry and understanding where you come from, trying to understand your ancestors as best as possible. And when we're creating our legacy, is to try to record as much, to try to leave as much, take pictures as much, so that years and years down the road, your great-grandchildren and great-great-grands and all of those people can see you. That's one of the things that I enjoy about this platform is we take it, we harness it, meaning the videos and things, so that 100 years from now, one of my great ancestors, younger, of course, one of my great offspring will be able to see me speaking and say, man, that's something that I can align with, or, man, that dude was crazy. But even still, I would have loved to have been able to have footage or more pictures of my ancestors. So that's a big deal for me, and I feel like, you know, without that, I'm one of those people that just really want to see how life went, and that's why I subscribe to my ancestors and I subscribe to the Creator as much as I do. See, you did yours, and you come from, you said Niger, Africa, Joyce. That's pretty awesome. And that's important, man. You know, it gives you a sense of feeling. It gives you a sense of belonging. We all know that we're immigrants to this country for whatever reason, although some of us were here, migrated here from a particular place. You didn't necessarily have to come as a slave, even if you were black. You know, indigenous is indigenous. Just the Native Americans are most of who was here, but there's a lot of people here, but we all know that, you know, there's a particular place that we come from that's a little different. And to be able to feel that sense of belonging, I feel like is a big deal. So, you know, if you did your genealogy, I would, you know, say you do it. But when we talk about, you know, religion and spirituality, some people, you know, have their religion. They believe a particular religion. And I don't think there's nothing wrong with that. I remember when I, you know, grew up going to church. Most of the time we went to church on Saturday. It wasn't like Seventh Day Adventist, but it was like Worldwide Church of God. We went to church, and, you know, of course they taught the Bible. You had correspondence courses you had to do, and I learned a significant amount. I learned a lot of the stories. I learned a lot of the values, but to me it was just what really works for you. You know, some people become Muslim. Some people become Christian. Some people become Buddhists. Some people decided they become atheists. And for me, nobody has a right to say what that journey is for somebody. But I know when I made the differences between what I did with Christianity and then said, okay, let me explore some Buddhism. Let me look at some African traditional values, and whatever one resonated with me to what most is where I went to. And so that's what really resonated with me was my African value. I felt a certain way about it. I posted a thing today about picking cotton and not picking cotton in the word of just going out and picking it, but I felt this spiritual connection. I always thank my ancestors when I go by a cotton field. I say, Ashe, I say thank you. and to be able to share that with my son, like I showed him the cotton, and the cotton still has the thorns in it. It's like four thorns in it. And I could never figure out why the cotton was like that. You know, when they talk about they had these thorns on, they had to pick through and they hurt their fingers and all of that. And I really realized what that was about. But for me, that just gives me the greatest sense of resonation. The world is Africa, Tone. I agree with you wholeheartedly, because most of what comes from Africa is spread out throughout the world. You have all these different countries going into Africa to get these particular resources. When you look at the movie, and I don't really want to get off on a tangent, but when you look at the movie Black Panther and they talk about the vibranium, I take that as a code and symbol to mean coltan. If you look up coltan, coltan is that same exact thing. Most of it, I think, comes from the Congo, but that's what is in our cell phones. That's what's in our computers. That's the thing that transcends what makes things work when we talk about electronics. So you look up coltan and you read the description behind that and then think back to Black Panther, and you'll see a correlation there. But even in the movie Black Panther 2, that's an African movie. So when that young man got killed in that fight, and some one time before he went to go visit his father, they covered him up and he went to go visit his father. That's what I talk about. That's what I mean when I say I subscribe to my ancestors. He was going to visit his ancestors. He was going to visit, happened to be his father. That's fine. That's just how I feel. Some people need to know that Jesus Christ existed, and that's their savior. Like, it's not up to me to debate that. I can't debate that journey for you. If you say you got in an accident or you had some life changing thing, and it made a difference in your life, and Jesus was the one that did that for you, who am I to say that? Who am I to say, oh no, it wasn't him? You know, to me, the greatest respect that you could have when you talk about religion or spirituality is respecting somebody else's thought process. And if we don't do that, how is somebody supposed to look at you as a religious or spiritual person? And that's one of the things that I think the biggest misnomer is about how people feel. Just because I can look at you and you can tell a football player because he got on a uniform. You could tell a politician. You could tell a lawyer. A lot of people, you can tell kind of what they be if you see them. But religion is one of those things. I can't look at certain people and tell they're a Christian, especially if I'm looking by the way that they act, or Muslim, because all of it is supposed to be, at the end of the day, about peace, about love, about brotherhood or sisterhood. All of that matters when you talk about religion. And to me, you can be spiritual and also particularly maybe subscribe to a religion. The spirituality is what's in you. The religion is what you join to maybe need to use that vehicle to get to a higher level of spirituality. There's a thing where you see certain people who are just like cold in the world, and they say, man, that person don't have a spirit. I think that could be true. It just doesn't resonate on a level we can see it. You know, I feel like we're all created by a creator. Most people can subscribe to the fact that there's most likely only one God. How you get to that God is what I think the debate becomes. And, you know, when you look at it from an African perspective, they have several smaller gods. They had a sun god, they had a moon god, they had different little gods that, of course, had their role. And then there was the creator, or the major god, which was Mother Earth, Mother Nature. It's not called Father Nature, it's called Mother Nature. Life comes from a woman when you look at it from an African perspective. When you look at it from a Christian perspective, life came from a man in the beginning. You know, when you look at it from a Muslim perspective, men rule. So who's right? Who's wrong? Nobody. It's really what resonates with you. And we got to keep it on that level and keep it respectful. It's, you look at the climate of the world right now, and every time something happens, they wonder, was it a Muslim that did it or somebody from the Middle East that has done it? But when you look at these terrorist attacks within the country or these major shootings, most of them are Caucasian that might even subscribe to being Christian. I don't know. But what they're doing to me is taking religion and saying, oh, these Muslims did X, Y, Z. And you very rarely hear about what these terrorists are or what their affiliation is or what their religion is. Most of the time when it's one of them, locally, mass shootings, you hear that they have a mental illness. But you don't really hear, oh, what do they subscribe to? What religion do they subscribe to? Did God make them do it? Did Jesus make them do it? Nobody, you know, did Buddha make them do it? Did Allah make them do it? Nobody really, you know, says anything about that. But when it's somebody from a Middle Eastern perspective, oh, it's that Muslim type thing. And so, I feel like that's just creating a lot of dissension in what we do here. Bill, good to see you, Bill Angel. The love, and that's why they say love transcends it all. People have the choice to feel how they want to feel, to believe how they want to believe, and nobody's right. Nobody has a right to tell somebody how they should feel or how they should believe, because what works for you, works for you. And the world would be a much better place if we could just take that perspective and love on that. I can have great conversations with people who have different backgrounds, different religions, different walks of life. And it's interesting to hear how they see things. It's interesting to see how they view things. Doesn't make it right, doesn't make it wrong. That's one of the things about life, that there is no right or wrong to me, in a sense. Tony said, who did blacks pray to before slavery? That's one of those million-dollar questions. And I think that depending on what slave you were and where you came from, is who you prayed to. If you were African, if that's what you're going after, Africa, you understood that you were God. You understood that you were one of the smaller gods. You wasn't the creator, but you understood that as a king, as a queen, as the ability to be able to do within everything, because we are all given what we need to survive in this world. If we weren't, we would have been dead a long time ago. Yes, you need strength. Yes, sometimes you need guidance. But when you look at who you pray to, is really where you come from. Because there were Africans that dealt and thought different things. That's a big continent. So there were different people there that thought different things. Some of them probably prayed to something god. Some of them probably had a little god or their king that they worshiped. I mean, you look at it now, and it's no different then. And so it just really depends on what area you were in. Christianity, a lot of people say, was an African religion. And to clarify that, they had no religion, but when you look at the way that they conducted themselves, it would follow, the Christianity took that model and said, we're going to follow this model and we're going to make it that way. To give you some insight, when you look at the story of Isis, Osiris, and Horus, that's the African version of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, or God, Jesus, and Mary. When you look at that, those two correlations, you'll see that Horus' life is documented up to 12 years old. You'll see that Jesus' life is documented up to 12 years old. And then when they come back, they're grown men at 33 years old. So it's the same time frame that's being looked at. Thing is, African history, that story is about 10,000 years older than the Jesus story. It is what it is. Doesn't mean it was stolen. Doesn't mean it was copied. Could it be a coincidence? I don't know. But when you look at it from that framework, it's the same story. And when you look at the story that way, from an African's perspective, I've never really seen it explained in the Christianity perspective. What they say is that 12 Jesus went out to the wilderness and he didn't come back. And then he shows back up as a man in the age of 30. Well, when he went to the wilderness, to me, if you go out into the wilderness, there's nothing saying his mother was looking for him. There's nothing saying that people were trying to find him. They didn't have dogs or a search party out looking for him. I mean, you just don't go wander into the wilderness. I'm sure it may be a deeper solution or meaning behind that story. But when they explain it in the African side, when horse up to 12 is what they consider childhood. And so as a child, that's when you got to 12 years old. And then when you became a man, you were 30 years old. So they just didn't record those teenage years. Didn't matter to them about the more of the teenage years. It mattered what happened at childhood up to 12, and then at adulthood, which started in their 30s. So that's why there's a gap in the age of Horace in that African story. Could that be the same thing for? Yeah, I've never seen it spelled out in the Bible that way. But what's right or wrong? And I don't want to just start, you know, making just different types of things between Africans and Christians or whatever. You know, it's about all religion. So Buddhism, I think, I've looked at that, and I think that's a great religion. It's about peace. It's about harmony. It's about finding your chi, living within inside of yourself, understanding that within what's inside of you, you know, is your greatness, and you have to get it out. And Buddha will help you do that. You know, you have the monks, you go to your monastery, which is the same as, you know, Catholics going to mass or Christians going to church or whatever, you know, synagogues. That's what you affiliate with. That's what you do. And when you look at it, religion you subscribe to is based on where you live. You know, if you are in the Middle East, you're most likely going to be Muslim. If you're a certain place in the Middle East, you might be a Sunni. If you're somewhere else, you might be a Shia. Is anyone more right than the other? They're at war with each other. But is anyone more right than the other? Who's to say? We don't know. So there's even within that, there's different types of Muslim. There's different types of Jews. You have some Orthodox Jews. There's different types of Christians, all the different Christian, Episcopal, Baptist, Presbyterian. You know, there's different sects within, or different, I hope I'm not offending anybody by saying that, but there's different types of Christians. So everything has its, even within its own self, there's something different. Same thing with Africa. Even within Africa, there's different types of beliefs. So that in and of itself is how you know that everybody is open to whatever. Everybody should be open to whatever it is that somebody else is doing. You may not subscribe to it. You may not believe in it. It may not resonate with you. You may not have a story, a transforming story that attaches to that. And that's okay. It's okay. And that's what I think a lot of people are scared to say. You know, somebody will say, oh, are you a Christian? Or you believe in God? Or are you a Christian? And people are like, oh, yeah, you know, yeah, I believe in God, you know. It's okay. Like, just say how you feel. People respect you for how you feel. But when you scared to talk about it within yourself, then that's when it becomes a problem. If you can't recognize it within yourself and not say it to other people, that's when it becomes a problem. And my biggest problem with it is a lot of people who used to be Christian, any other religion, or maybe not had a religion, whatever the case, or may not have been as spiritual, and then they find a particular religion that resonates with them, or they find a level of spirituality that resonates with them, and then they go back and they say, oh, everybody wrong. Or everybody, that's not right. Really? You was the same person that used to pray to Jesus, but now that's not right because you found something different that resonates with you. And nobody said to you back then when you were feeling that way that you was wrong. So, you know, the debate shouldn't be a debate. We shouldn't be debating people about how they feel or what they believe. And to be spiritual is to know within oneself that there's something higher, there's something greater that gives you your aptitude, that gives you your ability, that gives you your calling and feeling. And religion is a particular group that you may subscribe to increase or to enhance your level of spirituality, or you may find spirituality within that. But there is no right or wrong to me. And that's just based on the fact that I care about people, I value people's opinion, and I feel like everybody has something to offer to the world for the time that they're here. Everybody has a purpose to the world for the time that they're here. And wherever you derive from that purpose, if you derive it from Christianity, if you derive it from Buddhism, whatever you derive that purpose that's going to get you to your greater, higher self, go for it. This, for me, you know, is a short call because, you know, we do 30 minutes, but I just feel like, you know, I appreciate my friend telling me, you know, this should be a topic because in this time, especially with the voting going on and just the climate of America, if we could all just love one another and just wrap our hands around each other no matter what, you know, when the World Trade Building came down or when there's some type of tragedy, people run to each other's aid. They don't ask, are you Christian? Oh, I'm sorry, I can't help you. Are you Muslim? No, I can't help you. No, everybody run to everybody's aid and help out. And to me, that's the essence of what people are and what we're about. So I appreciate everybody joining in and chiming in and having something to say, having a comment. You know, it's been a quick 30 minutes. It's been an interesting topic. And, you know, this is what it's all about. And we'll have more topics and more calls like this just so we can continue to spread love, spread cheer, spread joy. We get to the holidays now. So, you know, that's one of the things that is one of the most depressing times for a lot of people and the most jovial times for a lot of people. But the more love we spread, the more the better people may feel. So until next week, I appreciate everybody stopping through. If you could do me a favor and just share this video, somebody might need to hear this. Somebody might be fighting with something, having this conversation, and you never know what a few words or a few comments might be able to do to change somebody's life. Until next week, everybody have a good week. I appreciate everything. I appreciate everybody chiming in and joining in. I love you all. Good night.